dogs got button. If it don't, well, it's still all good. Kids ain't come through, so it don't make sense for you to call 12. Cause the neighbors ain't true, plain and simple. We just trying to have a little fun, so a house party. Here we go, let's get the party jumping. Fill up close, fly tight, time to get into something. Greens, road bottles, cold quarries, you got the kegs. Your party's go hard, this one going dead. Rear phones going on, craps in the back. Where you going, turn around, we in the cul-de-sac. Somebody tell the spinners, man, to bring the quarterback. A knock at the door, it's Jimmy Johns, who ordered that? Good guy, holy moly, what just happened? I turned around for a second, now this motherfucker cracking the freestyle session going. There go a dance competition, who won? Did I miss him? Man, it's good, he got me tripping, but duh.
Last call, bar closed, hotel pack, put it in. If it don't, well, it's still all good. Scary state coming through, so it don't make sense. See, you can call 12. Cause the neighbors ain't tripping, plain and simple. We just trying to have a little fun, so a house party. The roof is on fire. We don't need no water, gone and let that dowdy burn. Little Tron, little Hannah, little Ozone. Like I say, Lieutenant Dan and really gone. Little Tron, little Hannah, little Ozone. Like I say, Lieutenant Dan and really gone. Last call, bar closed, hotel packed, put it in, thank the hood. Everybody got dogs, got a button, if it don't, well, it's still all good. Scary state coming through, so it don't make sense. See, you can call 12. Cause the neighbors ain't tripping, plain and simple. We just trying to have a little fun, so a house party.
If the light make a right, the legs make a left. Partying, okay, we party hard to death. You think you seen it all? You ain't seen nothing yet. Off the wall with the shot. What you wanna bet? 5 drinks down, and I think I need another. Little mama super bad. I really hope I brought my rubber. Sitting like it was his hands, and she's a bushel wound to cut up. It's really going down once I intend it with my butt dust. Ain't no party like a square biz party, cause a square biz party don't stop. You see, we bought on Monday and ended on Sunday, and that's just how we rock. Said ain't no party like a square biz party, cause a square biz party don't stop. You see, we start on Monday and end on Sunday, and that's just how we ride. Last call, bar closed, hotel packed, plug it, let's take it to the hood. Everybody got bottles, got button, if it don't, well, it's still all good. Scary state to come through, so it don't make sense for you to call 12. Cause the neighbors ain't tripping, plain and simple. We just trying to have a little fun, throw a house party.
Hey, and y'all know what y'all in. Y'all in the dirty world with your boy Joe Dirt. Got my co-host Billy Fly. You there, brother?
Billy Fly, Billy. Right here.
Oh, sweetie, all the way from H-Town, he in that thing. And then also, yes, I got my boy Tigger. Tigger, you there with me? Tigger.
Can you not hear me?
I hear you now.
I'm here live in effect, man. I don't know what's going on, man.
Hey, I don't know what's going on either. But hey, let these people know what you got going on today, brother.
Okay, today we got the freestyle battle. Well, it's not even a freestyle. It's just a rap battle. These guys rap, wrote, and prepared for each other. These guys go hard. If you're familiar with battle rap, you know battle rap ain't even been able to do what they've been doing as far as going to big stage because of the quarantine and everything. But these guys are about to bring you some battle rap, and they're about to go at each other's necks, and y'all go hear it live right here on Dirty World.
Did y'all hear that? So we got 4 artists, or 3 actually, because one from Africa, and he don't know how to call in yet. But we're going to get it figured out. We're going to get it straightened out. We're going to get him over here in America to where it can spit for y'all. But for now, we got 3 of them, hot and ready and sweaty. DJ, is they on the line?
Any callers?
No, we got the guests on the line. Is 2 of the battle rappers, the numbers I sent you, is them cats on the line?
Oh, let me tell them to call now.
Huh?
I'm telling them to call now.
Oh, nobody. Okay, so we're going to go with a caller first. Before we get into this battle, before we get knee-deep into the greasy reek, let's go into a caller. Talk to me. Promoter, what you got going on right now?
415-375.
Yo, what's up, Joe?
What's up,
man? It's OMF from San Francisco calling in, supporting
the
show.
Hey, what's going on, brother? Hey, how you doing, man? How you all right, man? You good?
I'm doing good, man. I just did my show earlier today, a podcast.
That's good.
You know,
that's good to hear. That's good to hear, man. That's good to hear. Promote what you got going, man, but we got to keep rolling, brother.
Yeah, I'm just promoting, man, just doing my show every Wednesday, 2 p.m., Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m., Mountains, 4 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you know what I'm saying, OMF.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just promoting hip hop, you know what I'm saying, and just doing our thing.
Okay. Well, definitely. Give the people a little bit of insight about your show.
My show is about letting young brothers that up and coming artists a chance to promote their music and talk about hip hop. You know what I'm saying? And
That's good.
Get to promote their shows. We got music industry people on the show.
So I know you used to run your own TV show in San Francisco. What happened to that?
Yeah, they canceled it because of the coronavirus out here. It's doing real bad out here in the Bay Area, so they closed down the show. So Blackout Radio gave me the opportunity to come and do my podcast.
Okay.
So I'm still doing it. I'm working on my mixtape that's coming out next month.
Okay.
You know,
so you have your own time to promote this, right? You have your own show to do this, right?
Yeah.
I said you have your own time and okay. Okay, awesome. Well, I appreciate your time, man, and I appreciate you calling in. Most definitely, if you guys didn't catch it, man, he has a show that comes on before mine. Most definitely, OMF Posse. If you guys can reach him out, tell him where they can reach you at, brother. But I gotta let you go.
Yeah, I'm OMF for him. OMF Posse on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you hit me up if you want to have an interview, send an interview and anything, and send your music to my Facebook page or my Twitter or my Instagram, and we'll get you on there.
Most definitely. Well, we appreciate you calling in, OMF, but, hey, man, as always, keep clean because it's a dirty word out there, brother.
All right. Peace.
One. Next caller.
646-673.
646, you're in the sticks. What's up in the bricks?
What's up? This is Big Sean, SX Angel John. How you doing today, brother? How you doing today, man?
Oh, man, we living and loving. How's XX Energy doing up there in New York?
Oh, New York's still getting that rough with that coronavirus, man. You know, Governor Cuomo's breaking down the laws, man. You know, our trains getting messed up with the homeless and transit, so we're trying to get that organized. And it's a survival thing, man. And we're going to be one of the last cities to open up, man. We don't know when. We still fighting it, man. So we're just trying to stay strong. It's all about survival, you know what I mean?
Most definitely. So give us an update of what's going on, man. I know you said you was going to try to keep us updated, and, you know, because y'all are one of the most affected cities in America when it comes to this situation.
Well, you know what it is, man. Yeah, it's, you know, with the urban communities where I live in Harlem, you know, right in the hood, you know, we're just trying to get everybody tested, and they're having problems with opening up their businesses, you know, with the small loans. So a lot of the black businesses are trying just to survive, you know what I mean, trying to get that government money to reopen their business, because when the economy opens up here, a lot of them may not be able to reopen. So they're hoping to get that stimulus money for the small business loans, just hoping that they can get it through. So that's what they're hoping for. And, you know, everybody's just basically just trying to survive, maintain, you know, like I said, you know, I work part-time and I still do my energy drink, so, you know, I maintain. And, you know, just we just don't know what's going to be open in New York by the time they get to cover. So you know?
Yeah. Okay. So, being that you guys are one of the most affected, I mean, like honestly, because most people want to, when it comes to performing, knowing that that's one of the things that most artists are going to be looking into when the doors open back up.
Well, check this out, man. I'm sorry to cut you off. There can't be no performance this year. The entertainment thing is about shut down because, you know, we have the Summer Jam coming up in June. that's not going to happen. So as far as concert stuff, I think that's going to be shut down. So to tell you the truth, my man, we're looking at 2021 because I know all the artists that want to perform up here and promote their music. That's not going to happen. So my advice for
all
artists that want to perform, yeah, it's going to be shut down for 2020, bro. Just
So in your projections, you really think that the rest of the year New York is going to be shut down? Nobody's going to be able to do anything?
I think, to tell you the truth, I think we'll reopen maybe in June or July, but just in my personal opinion. But I don't think this
so
will be
So around my birthday time, right?
When's your birthday time, brother?
July 28th.
I don't think there's going to be any entertainment shows in New York, to tell you the truth. I don't think there's going to be anything.
Oh, man. So you're thinking, what, August, September, right? Like because my birthday is late July, you know? I'm like a late baby, you know? So you don't think New York is going to open up by then? Because my manager's up there, and I got to let him know.
Well,
we'll
open up some things. I know concerts is shut down, parades is shut down. We used to have the Puerto Rican Day Parade in June. That's shut down. In September, we have the West End Day Parade. There's questions about that. And the African-American Day
mm-hmm.
Parade in September. That's questions about that. As far as entertainment, I don't think there's going to be any entertainment this year in New York in 2020. Tell you the truth, brother.
Yeah. Damn. Okay.
Yeah.
I know thing. The IMAs, I know the actual Independent Music Awards, you know, the 17th annual, is up there
right.
in New York, and they're supposed to have their, because I was actually supposed to be nominated, but I opted out for some odd reason. I was supposed to contend myself as an artist, but I opted out, and I know that they're continuing everything in July, like you said. Everything is in July.
I look at that's gonna happen.
So do you think that's the latest anybody will be able to do anything when it comes to performing in New York?
No. My advice to you is listen to radio station Hot 97, Funkmaster Flex. He can
mm-hmm.
tell you some stuff what's going on. He's in the States, but I don't think there's gonna be anything this year, bro, due to this virus thing. I mean, it's really hit us hard and it's gonna take a while. Hey, listen, man, I had three shows canceled. I was supposed to do an event in New York with my man with the Inner City Kids. That was canceled. I was supposed to do a Queens event. That's canceled. I was supposed to do something with Nonstop Entertainment back in March with the Unsighted
mm-hmm.
Artist Competition. That's canceled. So I don't know what Philadelphia is going to be like. But, yeah, for entertainment for the artists, I don't think that's going to happen for sure, though.
Okay. Okay, well, we most definitely appreciate you calling in with the information, brother. Give them one more time when they can find you and what you got going on.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm distributing Essex Energy Drinks. We'll give you a shout out to Blackout Radio supporting my brand. And shout out to my PR, DJ K. Nikki. You can check her out on social media. And shout out to my mom, the mom, Honda Harley Girl. She's on YouTube promoting my drink. Y'all can catch me on YouTube, Sean Felder Essex Promotion, Twitter, Sean Felder. Instagram, Felder Sean 494. If you want to call in to buy a case of Essex Energy Drinks, call 1-800-235-6500. Again, 1-800-235-6500. 12 come in the case. And please, when you order, use your debit or credit card and make sure it's in good standing. Debit or credit card, 12 in the case, costs like $29.30. You get it within a week. And also check out my website, www.applefeelifestyleblogspot.com. And then me and my PR DJ K. Nikki, we're going to name the Essex Mile of the Month the 1st of May of 2020. And like I said, y'all, just I'll keep you posted with me on a couple of front cover magazines that's in the works. And I may do an upcoming interview with DJ Frank White of Unsigned Heat DVD. Check him out. I was on a couple of DVDs in the past. He's going to interview me in the future to talk about my process of Essex and Drinks on the world. So like I said, in New York, we're going to try to stay strong. And thanks for having me on the show, bro.
Most definitely. Y'all make sure y'all check out XX Energy Drink in the next issue of Verbs Up magazine. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Right, we appreciate you calling in, Sean.
Thank you, man. I keep you posted on the New York crisis if we call it in. Y'all be safe.
Most definitely, man. Hey, and as always, keep it clean because you know it's a dirty world out there.
Yes, sir. You got it, bro. Y'all be safe, man. Be easy.
100. All right. So we're going to take one more call before we get into this battle, though. Before we get into the scrapping and the rapping and the shit that they talk about, they tapping. DJ, what's happening?
611-203.
Hey, 203, you talking to me?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going down?
Well, nothing much here in Mississippi.
Oh, well, guess who I got with me on the line, Miss Lady from Mississippi? I got my co-host. I got my co-host, Billy Fly, from H-Town, holding it down. Then I got my co-host. Mm-hmm. You heard him. Mm-hmm. Then I got my co-host, Tigger Merkinson, all the way up in the Rillo. You know, we don't do nothing because we ain't soft like pillows. You feel me?
Hey, how you doing, Miss Lady?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing good. You doing all right during this virus stuff? What's going on with you?
I'm just trying to stay safe. You know, sinuses are bothering me, so it doesn't look good when your sinuses are bothering you with something like this going on.
All right. So, ma'am, what can we help with you with today? How can we help you in the dirty world today, ma'am?
Well, I just called to promote myself. My name is Miss Connie out of Jackson, Mississippi. I'm the founder and owner of Concord Records. And, you know, we're just doing a lot of stuff here and around Mississippi and Atlanta, Memphis, things like that.
Okay. So tell the people where they can find you at, where your gracious story can be found at, ma'am.
Okay, well, you can look me up on Facebook at Connie C Note or Instagram at Devalicious601. I also have a YouTube page, Conquer Records LLC, and then our website is Conquer Records LLC at, wait a minute, what is it? Oh, goodness.
ConquerRecordsLLC.com.
I did, I forgot. But it's ConquerRecordsLLC.com.
Okay, now are you an artist yourself?
Oh no, I can't carry a note.
Oh, I was
I'm just about to ask
if you could sing us a little something.
No.
I just do
management and promotion.
Okay. Well, I run a magazine and radio show and everything else in between it. Both of these young fellas on the line with me, I got Billy Fly from Houston, my co-host, and I also got Tigger Merk with me on the line from Amarillo, Texas. We all are Texas men, but we also are looking for fellow talent just like yourself. But we are more than open. What type of opportunities are you offering right now?
Well, right now I'm not really doing too much of anything because of the virus. It pretty much stopped a lot of stuff. I had a lot of things planned. I have an R&B artist named Rico Charm. Shout out to him. He was about to headline his own show, and it got canceled because of this virus. So right now we're pretty much in limbo until, you know, everything gets back to normal.
Okay, yeah, that's honestly most of the game right now. Like, a lot of people don't understand. This world has to continue, because even though rolling around the corner, like my brother Billy say, rolling around the corner, But shit still gotta keep pushing on. Most definitely. Well, let the people know where they can find you at one more time before we have to let you go, sister.
Okay. Once again, you can look me up on Facebook at Connie C Notes and Lastine. Instagram, Devalicious601. YouTube, Conquer Records LLC. Or our webpage is ConquerRecordsLLC.com.
I'll sweat it. Y'all heard that. Well, thank you, ma'am. But I got to let you go. But know this. Keep it clean, because it's a dirty world.
Oh, most definitely. You take care.
Most definitely. Yes, ma'am. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, gentlemen.
Yo.
Hold on. Wait. Are the battlers, are any of the battlers that I gave you the numbers for, are any of those numbers in queue?
No. They waiting on me to tell them to call.
Well, tell them to get in. Listen. We're going to get one more call, and they need to call in right now so we know that they in queue. So right now. So they get in queue.
Okay. 919-417.
919, you on the line. Talk to me. Tell me what's on your spine. Tell me what's on your mind.
What's up? This is Tupac Tina from Raleigh, North Carolina. I do independent music. With Blackout Radio Show. And tell that what's up.
What's going on, North Carolina?
How you doing? Trying to get this music.
I'm doing all right. I got
go ahead.
Hold on. I got my co-host Billy Fly with me. Brother, talk to him.
Billy
let
Fly,
him know you here.
What's up?
How I met you from H-Town. Man,
nice to meet you.
I love me from North Carolina, man. How you doing, Queen?
Okay, so I'm fine since y'all said y'all was doing a little battle call in. I'm about to do a little. Hold on.
Wait. Before we get into that, there is a battle, but it's a designated battle. We got four battles. But wait, hold on. Ticket. I think we got our fourth contestant. Since Africa couldn't show up, I think we got our fourth contestant.
Hold on.
We're going to let you go. Okay, wait. We're going to let her go when the last contestant go. Since this motherfucker want to go, we're going to let her go.
Tupacina, I'll be spitting rhymes from the dome. Don't need an ink pen to write. What's on my mind? Spit lyrical over. It's going in over time, taking over. The sister in the making. Better know it. Tupacina in the making. Better know I ain't faking. Yeah, y'all
thought
that was a little bit for you.
No, we need more than that. No, listen. The way that this is working, okay, we need bars. Okay, these contestants are coming with prepared battles, with prepared equipment, and they're ready with swords, guns, knives, and shanks in the back of their shoes. Mexican got on boots in this battle.
I was just doing a little promo to promote my music.
Hey, man, we dig it. Tigger, what you think about the flows, though?
Oh, yeah, she definitely, I like her cadence and her flows. I like the way she spits. She sounds like she battle ready. Like she can, I could put her in a battle with somebody, and I think she'd tear their ass up.
If y'all need to reach out to me, y'all.
Billy, what you think?
Leave your information.
Billy, what you think? Hold on, wait. Before she tell people where she is, Billy, what you think?
I like her style. She's genuine. She original. She come with it. I love to see the face to go with the style, but let us know where we can reach you from. How can we reach you?
You can email me at gangstabo237@gmail.com. And my Facebook is Tupac Tina Machiavelli Jackson.
Okay. We would definitely keep you in contention for future battles. My bad. I'm slurring over here.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all for getting at me. Y'all have a good night. And holler at me 909.
Before you go, you need to go on Facebook and add the Real Battle Rap Group by De Niro Powers, okay?
Okay.
Add that on your Facebook.
Who said
okay? The Real Battle Group.
Okay.
Okay, thank you,
baby.
I will
do that. All right.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, keep it clean because it's a dirty word out there, Lamont. Run around the corner field. Hey, DJ, is the callers on the line? Please tell me at least one of them on there.
I'm telling them called out. I think Bad Guy Cook should be on the line. Bad Guy, you on the line?
What area code?
His area code is... Let me see. His area code is
864.
No, his area code is 864.
Oh, yeah, BG in the line. BG Burks, you on.
Okay, BG Burks already on the line.
And we got 806-223.
All right, well, let them go ahead and go. Let that
806 who?
806. That's Sonic. The
okay.
806
well,
number.
If that's a battle, then it happens.
Yeah, he's one of the battlers.
Okay, one of the battlers. What's the 806 number again? Battler, are you on the line? Is the battle ready?
Yo,
are you ready to go, bro?
Yeah, I'm ready. My bad. I'm here. I didn't think it was
okay.
My fault.
I was sweaty like two titties with no bra on. Well, check this out. We need you to introduce yourself to the world, family.
Yo, it's your man, Sonic. Straight out of North Heights, Amarillo. Stand up. You know what I'm saying? Representing Texas.
Amarillo.
Shout out, Tigger Merc. Yes, sir.
Okay. Where can the people find you at before you start off?
You can find me on all social media platforms. That's Sonnet, S-O-N-N-E-T-T, and you'll be able to find me anywhere with that.
Okay. Let's ride. Get it cracking, Abney.
Sonnet, it's on you.
Oh, already. Justice Bridges. I smoked a nigga with name flips in that last battle. Now niggas mad about it. Sonny thought it was his day till I brought the smoke and left him cloudy. Ain't that about a bitch. But now I stand before justice. I guess that nigga snitched. But whatever. Another rapper I gotta dismantle. Fuck it. I grab the hammer, slap the mag in while I'm gripping the wooden handle. Bang it on your top, this laid it off like a gavel. Had to polish it because it was kind of rusty.
Shit, what happened?
You see, my niggas don't talk. I have more niggas on bridges than the Selma walk. You a clown, and I ain't talking about the Joker. Give your bitch the death stroke after I poke her. You gonna eat a bat, man. Now you got Corona. Cyborg on my head, meaning the machine with the red beam. It's doomsday whenever I come to eliminate your team. Blade slicing off the bike like I'm Nightwing. All right, I know I carried out that scheme, but I just wanted to show y'all that I'm at a Justice League. Fuck you, and fuck who be with you. Thinking that you a king could only get bridge to Terabithia. I'll come to your family cookout bareface. I don't need no fucking hood. Fire is grill. Then the stomach shot gonna have sauce dripping off his ribs. That's cause the finger looking good, nigga. My name is Sonic. I hope y'all niggas know it. And as long as poetry is alive, ain't a place that I ain't going. Tom.
And it came superhero powered on that nigga. That nigga did it.
Oh, are you kidding? Sonic came with it.
Billy,
is BG on the line?
I ain't playing, Billy? Bro.
Billy?
Yo.
Billy, what you think? Fly.
Boys.
Yeah.
He's official.
Mm.
They got to come on
with
it.
You hear that? You hear that?
I'm going to stay time, man.
Yeah.
Next caller got to come on
with
it, man.
That's Texas shit right there. That's Texas shit.
Yo.
Stand up, Texas. What's up, 806?
Okay.
So now,
okay.
Who we got now? We got BG. He going against BG Burks. Is BG Burks on the line? It's a 914. 914.
He on the line, ain't he, DJ? You said he was on the line, right, DJ? Is he ready?
Yeah, 864-601. You lost.
No. It's a 914, BG Burks.
914-441?
Yeah.
Crazy. 914, you live.
Yo.
That is
BG
Burks.
Hey, BG Burks, 914 Yonkers.
Yeah.
Okay. Introduce the people to yourself today.
Yes, sir. BG Burks from the 914 Yonkers, New York, man.
Ooh,
Yonkers?
What's up? Brick City. Okay. So now you heard what he had before you. Now, brother, bestow you or your gift. Go ahead and let the people know what you got to give.
Yes, sir. Hey, we got BG versus Sonic. Welcome to hell, Scrap. Heard you was dodging this challenger. I give you hell, Cat. We was really in the streets. Dodging bullets and state time. Had grace before Suge. and smacked before Akon. Sonny, you get the participation award, but me, I'm taking the belt. I split you down the middle so you can talk to yourself. Bang, bang. Give that boy the 38 caliber, or I can slice his temple. Shit, we can have a Texas Chainsaw Massacre. My gun got kicked like Tai Chi. Run your crib, masked up. I'm ducking COVID-19. You got a couple of bars, but shit, I see that's where you settle. Sometimes you got to elevate just to show niggas that it's leverage. You said battle rap therapy? Wake up mad, write a few bars, and you fine? Well, headshot. I'm trying to see what's going on in his mind. The shit I say like Bashar Perriman. Sometimes they don't catch it. Two texts like Android. I'm sending both messages. I'm in Fort Worth. Next I hit Dallas. I got the cowboy. I see they envy me. I saw I keep a machine gun. I'm a wild boy. I bust triggers that fuck niggas. Get the tray, split your noodles, don't know if it's lunch, dinners. I broke niggas, you broke niggas, no hope, niggas. Toe-to-toe, blow for blow, get over the ropes, niggas. I choke niggas, expose niggas. You could call the narrow power for the culture, this time of your ghost, niggas. Beef, we could do whatever. Ooh. You look like Big T and Swamps fused together. You whack, nigga, get smacked, nigga, and get jacked, nigga. Saints roll four, my gap bigger. You ain't no cop, Jay Reed. While you into me, you might drown. Call the plumber, bring the tools to get him the pipe down. No T-Y, bar heavy. And giving no light rounds. Should I say crazy, go over heads like nightgowns. Julio, Julio, Julio. You're not a gangster. You don't get right when niggas do you wrong. So since I'm foul, you can catch bullets. Julio Jones. I'm up next. Give a fuck you on the throne. See you at the crossroad. I'm hitting your flesh and bones. Zion Williamson. Cam Reddish. Shot coming after Duke. Johnny Knoxville. Has it coming after Duke. Sit deep. You got zero chance to live because my trade is truth. Tom.
He said, because his trade was the truth.
This is what I'm talking about.
Dirty world. Wait, hands down. Sorry, second round. So there's going to have to be another one, you guys.
No. They came with that round, man. That's what they came with. I told them what. One round. They came with the fire for one round. This is not freestyle, bro. They're going to keep getting freestyle.
So here's the thing. You remember when I told them they're getting a free page in the magazine? Well, guess
what?
Yeah, that, my name. Okay. So there was originally supposed to be four of them. Okay. Now, the four of them were supposed to battle. Both written battles. But the gift was given to one person out of the four, right? So the job was to be presented to two people who finished the best of the two. And the best of the two had to be the best of the one. Now, there's best of the one. Now, we need to hear the other person in the battle before we can just give this man his gift, okay? So we have to hear this last person. This last person will determine it's them two. Then they have to go against each other on a freestyle. There's always a gif to something. Being that the guy from Africa couldn't call in, we can't hold that against no one. But we can increase the value. And the value goes to, okay, he gets the freestyle versus someone else. Yes, he won his battle. But it was a four-person battle.
But we ain't said who won the battle yet.
Exactly. So, yes, they're done with their one battle. So the battle has to continue. The battle has to continue with the other person, but the other person has to battle against someone else. Unless he's going to battle against the person that just won. That's what I'm saying.
So when does that go down? You said it's freestyle?
Right now. No, he battles the person that was supposed to battle the African. If the person that was battle the African,
bro, that's not, hold on.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Hold up, Joe. You not understand.
Yeah,
this
confused.
Is battle rap. They wrote their rounds about
the
person.
They wrote it on
battle.
The rounds. They wrote it on the rounds.
Listen.
So the person,
listen. I don't want this man to have to freestyle something. He wrote.
Wait a minute. This is what situations have to be understood. They wrote certain things about each other, but out of a four person battle, when one person getting a full page, who do you think is going to have to win? Do you really think a battle is all about written stuff?
Yeah.
Do you really think every no 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 professional battles are honestly
okay,
majority
this,
of them are freestyle. So
dirt,
when it goes
dirt,
to these people go
dirt,
no, listen, Sam. When these people go to
dirt.
Other cities, when these people go
we,
to other
we,
cities, yes, they have to prepare for shit. But when you go down to the celebrity battle, when you go down to the final, you have to freestyle that shit.
Listen
no,
to me.
Period.
Listen to me, dirt. Listen to me. I understand exactly what you're saying. But it's not that type of battle.
Okay,
these
it's
cats,
not that type of battle.
Listen
at
to
this
me.
Point,
listen to me.
That's why I
they
said, let's hear the other guy. There's no other contestants. There's only three of them. Okay, so I'd have to give
okay,
one of them a
game. Let's listen to bad guy. You got to understand, bad
is
guy wrote
on
his
line?
First.
Is bad guy on the line? It's bad
yeah,
guy, are you there? Bad guy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, bad guy, speak what you got and see if it's real
no,
enough.
No, bad guy, where you
enough.
From? The devastator, who
oh,
is
oh, yeah,
you,
no, yeah, my bad. No, yeah, Tika, you right, my bad. I didn't even let you introduce yourself. I apologize. Tell these people where you're from and where you at. What you doing?
This is bad guy Cook coming out of Hempstead, Long Island, New York, 516 Stand Up. But I'm coming out of
ooh,
South Carolina.
New Yorkers in the house.
Yeah, but I'm coming out of Greenville, South Carolina at the moment, is where I reside.
Hold on. I got to say something. Hats off to you, Tigger Merc. Forgetting all these out-of-state Texas rap, bro, hats off to you on some real shit. Because a lot of the battle rappers that I've seen, a lot of them either from Africa, New York, hats off to you, man. You doing your shit. You're getting all these people outside of where we from, and I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of you, but keep going, bro. I'm sorry. I just had to, you know, give him his credit where it's due. Go ahead, bro.
Now you good. Salute to the mic, man. I guess, well, let me know whenever y'all ready.
Hey, man, we ready.
We ready.
All right.
Well, shit, I don't know if this is for Ed Neal or whatever, but last time versus Ed and Felix, fuck generation, fuck who? Nigga, fuck you. This motherfucker pulled out a calculator and a marker and thought it was cool. South Africa, huh? Bitch, I'll come to Cape Town and take the cake down. On this mountaintop, you couldn't sit at this table. National murder. Leave the body in the park. Evan, even in your dreams, the Kruger will tear him apart. Yeah, fuck your turf. Stomach shot. Make him burp. Pussy, the only metal you know for is the 90% buried in your earth. The only metal you know for is the 90% of platinum buried in your earth. Said you taking me to school? Well, I did me some homework. See, your favorite line is fast in this material. Get you in your shirt with your fast in that material. Get shot through the stereo. Well, let me ask you, how the fuck is that possible if what you say is real? You don't know danger. It's funny. My last battle, I said you can't trust a nigga with two first names. Motherfucker, you got three. That's a game changer. Damn sure can't believe she's the mouth of this stranger. Every main picture, dressed for prom night. But when you want to act hard, you look like you have a specific nigga outfit on the hanger. Nigga, I'm sick of you. The second nigga alive to ever get 5-0'd. But ironically, this iron learned the murder of a move. Pistol shoot, like Pete in the clutch. He be standing, staring, looking for reaction. Like, yo, did you Pete that? What's up? I click, clack, and sit back, get head clap, ab shot, six back, switch back, the dip back, skip day, ditch that, the new gap, repeat. Because the hole always is where it sits at. That nigga, I bitten that. Boy, I'm on your head top like wings on a spin cap. Forget that. I don't know what's more annoying. You wanting me so bad, or the fact that this a mismatch? You made some cop bars about a chess match. What are you, this match? I'm just trying to get ready quick, fast. I get cash to make bodies so clear you can see through like zip bags. He be thinking he's Santa. He told me even bad kids get a box. Nigga, you fucked up the whole plot. You disgenerational? Remember when I brought the rap to the box and the whole nine? Funny how karma come around. Because your family member had to end up in the same box again for leaks now be shot. How many hours can you hold? How many L's can you hold? See, that's that African pride. What y'all think? Y'all from Planet Vegeta? Buck 50, split your shit. Now your line is looking like Vegeta's. For that chicken, if it's beef, we'll roll up in the crib like fajitas and stay strapped over the shoulders like white beef.
You barely a nigga.
You want to be my black. Pussy, you not clever. Because I'll burn your flag and scream Wakanda forever. Tom. What? What? Oh, my
Billy.
God.
Billy,
oh
what you think?
Oh my god.
Billy.
Yo, man.
What you think?
Wait, me?
Yeah,
yo,
Billy, what
in.
You think?
He He made it personal. He went in. Yeah, he went in. He made it personal.
Hey, let me say one thing. I got to understand the history of this. It's a history. This dude, bad guy, Ed Neal. They done battled before, okay? They battled before. Mm-hmm. And they made a bet. It was a $100 bet. They bet it. And shit went left, and niggas didn't want to pay because niggas say they won when they did. You know all that political shit. So this was supposed mm-hmm. to be the rematch in the final to end all the bullshit. So
yeah,
y'all gotta understand that right now. You know what I'm saying? And for Ed Neal not having this shit, man, hey. That's an automatic body bag.
Say that to New York on some real shit. Say that to New York, though, on some real
yeah.
shit.
Shout out to bad guy.
Yeah, man. That dude, man. Shout out to you, bro. You went off. You went all the way, like, you went left, and then you went right, and then you went right back left, and then, like, I didn't even know who was, bruh. Congratulations on them bars.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations on them bars, bro. That shit went hard. All right. Now, before we get into the actual retaliation of the situation, okay, we had three battlers go up just now, you guys. We had three battlers just now go up. Now, before we go any further, I want y'all to know. One thing for sure and two things that go is I'm too real to be fly, you know? Billy, you too real to be fly, ain't you? Billy. Well, I don't know if Billy's still there, but hey, DJ, guess what? I'm too real to be fly, so let's let them know how too real we is to be fly.
Politics, lies, gay sites, following fads, blood scripts, equal black fams in them body bags, whole communication, which means we fail to understand. No love for the hood, they give guns and drugs to the black man. The corner store goes to the Iraqis and the Pakistan. The coke and mota goes to Cubans and Mexicans. All you can eat to the Vietnamese and the Chinaman, all in the white man world. We pay taxes to Uncle Sam. Trump don't give a damn, the block's on fire again. Kingpins beefing with hits out on each other's head. Niggas that sold ricks on the block slinging rocks again. You got families fighting over one loaf of bread. Prison to business. That's why they keep us niggas in the life of confusion and chaos. This bullshit ain't living. One thing I learned from New Orleans is get it how you live it. But another thing I know, it ain't no love for ghetto children. So
the pen touch the paper with ease like Japanese. I achieve what I want, a persona on Hercules. I listen to many nations and the economic struggles. So we separated, departed as the culture, but the mind divine. When you need a charter line, you're inclined. Rewind like the alchemist in time. Blind, I woke through a cloud of mystic smoke. It was rope. Together we embrace a single note, but you're gone. The zone is somewhere you don't belong. Situations you're facing got you angry and alone. The philosopher's stone, more than a grip of a mason. So you keep chasing imagination, dearly frustrated. Are you a Hebrew or more? Me, I just choose to be both. We still broke under pressure, holding on tightly to hope. Prophetic wisdom, O nation, change for the better is all. But gratitude to all religions, all whoever you call.
Too real to be fly.
In my eyes, you see my ghetto cry.
It's too real to be fly.
In my eyes, you see my ghetto cry.
It's too real to be fly.
In my eyes, you see my ghetto cry.
It's too real to be fly.
In my eyes, you can see my ghetto cry.
So this right
with that blind, invisible blindfolds on our faces.
enamored with money, possessions, and going places. But you can physically travel the planet in its depth and still never go far as a thinker who never left. You can overcome the evils of life with anything if you learn the difference between a vision and a dream. If you were truly a king or a queen, it would seem you would never crack under the pressure that Satan brings. No direction, a victim of our own transgressions, still hoping to socially advance to elections. No matter how inhumane they treat us, we all ignore it. Decades rolling by and we steady falling forward. My question is, when will we finally learn our lesson? Arguing over which slave master is the best one. We talk that black power talk all the time, bro. And if we had the chance to separate tomorrow, would we go? No.
My ghetto cry.
Yo,
real
that's that boy Billy Fly.
Man,
that's
look in my eyes, you can see my ghetto cry.
Okay, so yeah. Billy, for the people who don't know, tell them what inspired you, K. Reno, and Brother Moore to get into that song.
Man, today's time we living in right now, Joe.
This your boy, Mr. Big Man, and you tune in to Cold P.
Sorry. It's okay. Malfunction. We apologize. Go ahead, Billy. Go ahead. We apologize.
No, we just thought it was a time to put that some with substance out into the world with all the dance music and all the fast beats that's taking over. We had to put some substance to bring the real back, you know, to like the radio.
Okay, most definitely. So for those who don't know, my brother Billy Fly also is a spitter, just like as well as my brother Tigger Merc and myself. We all are MCs. For those who don't know, we just don't do this for show. We do this because we know. You know what I'm saying? So, man, do you think you'll ever do another song again?
Man, I like the backgrounds, Joe. I like managing. I like promoting. But sometimes you just got to pick up the pen and do it again. So I can never say never, bro.
Already. I was sweating like two titties. Okay, now, right now, you guys, it's up for me and Billy to decide who won the battle out of these three people who went hard tonight. Now, there was some fire. It was like some Enfuego type shit, you know, some Diego type shit. But before we make our decision, we're going to take a call up. Who's on the line with me?
Sorry,
they're calling there.
Yo.
313.
Yo, what's it? 313-687. 313, talk to me. What's good? 313, talk
Hello?
To me. What's happening? Hello?
Yeah.
What is why?
I don't know.
Is you okay?
This Miss B with the E, baby.
Is Miss
B with the E?
Yeah,
what's
going down?
Where you calling from?
Shit, I'm calling from New York.
I told y'all New York was wild tonight. Y'all see that? Damn. Shout out to New York. Real talk. Shout out to the NYC. You feel me?
Yes. So y'all sounding good. That's what's up.
What you think about that last song he just played, Queen?
Oh, I love that song.
Well,
guess who that was?
Who?
Guess who that was?
You?
That was him. No, that was him.
Oh,
that's why he asking. That was him.
Yeah,
you
Philly Clown the first.
I said, you
introduce
know,
yourself
I
to him, my brother.
If I had a husband, you would be that one.
Oh,
my goodness.
Uh-oh, Billy C. Look at that.
How's the payment check on the radio?
New York in the building. New York in the building.
Billy, what you doing on the damn show? Boy, you over there. Boy, I see you, boy.
I'm loving the love. I'm embracing the love, man. I'm just embracing the love.
Y'all ignoring me.
I swear. Let us know who you are and where you're calling from, other than the fact that you're in New York. Let us know again.
My name is Dominique, and I'm calling from New York, and I'm a rapper, and I'm trying to,
What part of New York
are
you calling from?
Queens.
Queens in the house.
Queens in the building.
And I'm trying to promote myself and do everything that I need to do.
Give us some insight, Billy.
Coming out, and I want to promote myself on your show, and can I get an interview?
Yes, you
hey,
can.
Man, the man to talk to is Billy Fly.
Huh?
The man to talk to on that situation when it comes to that, ma'am, Billy Fly.
Yeah, you want the interview? You can contact me at BillyFly104@gmail.com. Just give me a buzz on my Gmail, and we can link in from there.
Okay.
That's BillyFly104@gmail.com.
Hello. I need to type it in.
That's BillyFly. Yes, BillyFly104@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
Yeah. And contact me there and let me know you're calling from New York and who you are, and leave your number on there and I'll contact you on that.
Okay, you straight up?
Straight up,
man.
Mom,
that
straight
man
up,
is
mom.
Solid as a rock.
I love New York, but only in the summertime.
only in the summer.
Ooh, it's too cold up there. I was in Rochester last year when they had that. They had that Sub-Zero shit going on. It was too cold for y'all.
I remember that shit.
Yeah, I was up there. I was in Rochester. And times before that.
Rochester?
I go to Manhattan. I got family in Queens.
Okay.
So I'll be up there in New York. I come up there when I can. But I love it in the summer rather than being
so
in the wintertime.
We gotta meet up.
For sure.
We gotta meet up.
For sure. Email me, We'll link up. That's word is bond.
Already. Well, not to cut y'all conversation short, but ma'am, let them know where they can find you before we gotta let you go out the door. Ma'am.
You say what?
Let them know where they can find you before we got to let you go. We got to call us. It's almost the end of the show.
You know, I'm trying to get everything I have going off the...
I'm running out of time, baby girl. I'm running out of time. Cut it short, baby. I'm sorry. I don't mean to rush you, but I got to go.
Okay, boo. All
right, but let the people know where they can find you before I do. All right, well, I'm sorry, and I guess to go, but make sure you keep it clean because it's a dirty world out there, all right? DJ. All right. Well, it's about that time of the day where we got to make our decision on who won this battle rap. Billy.
I hear you, Joe.
Now, you heard them three contestants, right?
Man, I heard them. I liked all three of them. One set the bar, two came with it, and that third cat from New York was solid itself, but Me, myself, man, I'm going to roll with number two, Joe. I'm going to roll with number two, Joe.
Oh, number two,
that was B.G. Burks. That was B.G. Burks.
Ooh, I think this is the landslide.
I like New York flow. I like the New York flow, the third flow.
I wanted somebody to better make
like they all brought it. Number one set the bar. He set the bar on a high bar. Number two came with it to me, and it was a close race, but I think a couple of them one-liners and the punch-liners, number two kind of dug in. Number three was official. He was solid out of New York. And I can't take nothing away from neither one of them. It's just me personally.
Yeah, number two came with it.
Number three was fire.
I'm like in a landslide right now. Like, cause, dude, he came, fam. He came with it.
Well, who you pick, Joe? Who you got?
I'm between number two and number three. Honestly, I want to hear them two but go again, but we out of time. So, that's what I was saying. We need a round two.
Let's bring them back.
So we
gonna
do that again.
Let's bring this freestyle battle back. Let's bring the battle back.
Yes. You guys are
Hold up. I know we about to be out of time, so we gotta let these niggas know they own right now listening. They came for the win, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if they're gonna be able to come back and do another one. So I mean y'all gotta pick a winner right now.
If they don't come back so I tell you what.
Y'all gonna make me look bad. Listen.
If it was a breakdown, number two won. Landslide. That's why I said it can't be a landslide. Because it was about to be a landslide, but number two. He won it. If you want to know who
BG
won
Burks.
It, it's number two.
All right, number two.
But next week, I'm giving them both a page. But next week, we're going to see who the real winner is.
So next week you want BG Burks to go against Bad Guy Cook.
Yeah, and then ask him
I
to
see
find out how he's gonna get.
Y'all gotta understand these guys is battling a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? This is what they do. They battle and they prepare for each other. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
They prepare for each
okay,
other.
So,
they got the time.
Give them some time.
And I gotta get organized.
Give them some time. I don't care when they come back on the show. I really don't. As long as they come back on this motherfucker and battle. I mean, I don't care. I mean, bring some other people up. Fam, we can do this every week, all week. Come on now.
Bring somebody up next week.
You know what I'm saying?
They started something with this battle.
Yeah, we're going to do this again next week, you guys. Everybody that's listening. We are running on our last minute, fellas. But as y'all know, you guys got anything y'all say before we close out?
Man, I just like to thank everybody for tuning in to Dirty World and Billy Fly coming to y'all from South Park, Houston, Texas, man. And I appreciate y'all jamming and listening to my song, Too Real to Be Fly. We put it out like that because it is a message in it, and I hope y'all caught the message. And the next time we see it, meet again, hey, peace from Houston.
Tigger.
Yo.
Let them know what you got to go before we go.
Yo, just, hey, next week, same time, same line. Just hit that motherfucker. We going to be
here. Y'all heard what he said. Y'all heard what they said. And ain't no time to be playing around. Because guess what? Rolling around the corner and it's almost over. And guess what? We about to take over. Texas, Amarillo, Lubbock, Houston. We doing the thing. And we going to run it. You feel me? Like two titties that sweaty without no bra on. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all for tuning in to The Dirty World. We out.